Welcome to the Jesus Image Podcast.
As we were worshiping, can we just have a Holy Spirit night tonight? Is that okay? As we were worshiping, I began to hear the Lord speak to my heart about many of you with addictions in the room. And in just a few moments, I'm going to call you down. And the love of God is so real tonight. I'm not wanting to call you down to shame you, but to get you to step out of yourself, out of your own mess, out of your shame, out of the shadows, and come into the shadow of the Most High. I want to be clear with you. God didn't create you to be addicted to pornography. It's fake, it's evil, it's dark. He didn't create you to be addicted to lust and alcohol and whatever else you're addicted to. Do you know the Lord hears the thoughts and intentions of the heart? It's something about the power of His holy word is that it divides like bone and marrow and reveals the intentions of the heart. The Lord knows our motives, even when they're not verbalized. How we need Him, huh? I said, how we need Him. Lord, make us poor in spirit. As Dean said this morning, the poor in spirit realize their need for God. May we never graduate from poverty of spirit. Ever. I'm reminded of the Lord, the pre-incarnate Christ, coming to Abraham and Sarah, and Him saying that Sarah would be with child, and the Bible says she laughed within herself. She laughed within herself. And while I'm speaking, if you feel that blessed, weighty presence of the Lord, that's better than my sermon. I don't have a sermon anyways. The Lord is the point. I said the Lord is the point. And the Lord asks Abraham about his wife. Why did your wife just laugh? And she said, I did not laugh. He said, you laughed. How badly we need Jesus when He can hear what we think is internal. How badly we need His mercy. So there really is no place to hide tonight other than to hide in Him. The Bible teaches us to come out from among them and to be ye separate. And the Lord promises to be our God and our Father. Hidden sin is so pointless. It makes no sense. If God heard Sarah's internal laugh, certainly He sees what we do and say in private. So to those of you who are addicted and hiding from people and God, I feel the delivering power of the Holy Spirit tonight. You don't have to respond, but it would be so foolish for you to stay a slave. Tonight I felt to bring this cross that I have in my room. I brought this with me to Orange County. I lifted it up and preached Christ crucified, and you could feel the authority of God hit that place. I keep this in my room. I often pray and hold this precious cross while I'm reading my Bible, just to remind myself of the glory of Jesus, what true greatness looks like. When I'm going through difficulty, I'll meditate on the power of the tree, that this is true glory. There's nothing you're facing tonight. If you would just bend your will, there's nothing you're facing that can withstand the power of Calvary. Nothing. Nothing. No addiction. No sickness. No mental sickness that's been passed down from generation to generation. The cross is not only a bridge to heaven, the cross is a death chamber and destroys the work of the devil. The cross cancels anything handed down through a family line. Should you allow the power of the cross to bend your will tonight? What are you holding on to anyways? Aren't you tired of just walking into rooms like this and hiding? When all the while Jesus is here with his arms outstretched. He's always been the outstretched one, the extended one. This is who he is. The cross is not merely something the Lord accomplished. It's not merely a moment in time, but the greatest revelation of who the Lord is. He is the extended Lamb. And John the Beloved says in his vision, I saw in heaven a lamb that had been slain, a lamb who looked as though he had been slain. In my culture, as you've heard me say many times, we grew up killing a lamb every year for Easter. And the way you kill a lamb and roast a lamb is to extend it, to take its limbs and tie it to a piece of wood, and the lamb dies so gently, so void of resistance. This is Jesus, friends. This is Jesus. Jesus is not a superhero. I have a very simple question. Why would you hide from him who sees all? I feel strongly tonight that it is on the Lord's heart to destroy addiction in this room. You know, in the West, we have trouble with understanding the ways of the Spirit. I wish we were better at understanding the ways of the Spirit. Today, some of those ways seem extreme. People judge people who walk in the ways of the Spirit. People judge people who protect the glory of the Spirit. Doesn't seem very pastoral to ready yourself to be used of God. At times, Jesus said, when he sent them out two by two, don't take anything with you, don't take money. And by the way, on the way, don't talk to anybody. That doesn't seem so pastoral. You wouldn't hear too much of that in a church planting conference, would you? We need to rediscover the one who makes us a church, the Holy Spirit himself, and understand his ways. And I feel that brooding nature, that hovering of the Spirit tonight, as he hovered in Genesis chapter 1, and as he hovered over Mary the Virgin, as she gave birth to the light of the world and the lights went on in Genesis 1, I don't care how long you've been addicted. I don't care how long you've been enslaved and chained. If you want to step out, which God will see and recognize, you can leave that darkness tonight. You see, what does it mean to actually stand up and walk down there? Look, these are the ways of God we must understand. God sees prophetically our actions, what they mean, what they look like. I don't know why he does things that way, but he does. Many of you will be set free tonight. I said many of you. Tonight, as you sit there in the presence of the Lord, how many of you are in pain in your body? You're in pain in your body, like in your physical body, you're in pain right now. Look, put your hands up. There's no reason you have to stay that way tonight. Jesus has made full provision. I said, Jesus has made full provision. If only we knew how much he loved us. And even as I'm speaking, I believe the Lord wants to move and touch many of you who are in pain. Just to be honest, how many of you have been suffering with a depression, an anxiety, or a depression? Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift them. Don't be ashamed. Just lift your hands. That's not from the Lord. When the king comes, all that is not from the king is meant to bow its knee. And I believe that as I'm speaking, I sense the presence of the Lord tonight. How many of you do? Will you sit there with that awareness of his presence? I don't want you to look for your sickness, even while I'm speaking. Begin to look for the healing power of God in your body. And as the Lord touches you, even while I'm speaking, you don't have to scream out or call out. You can just lift your hand when you feel that pain go. When you feel the blessed presence of the Lord, remove that anxiety and that lack of clarity and that depression. I'll never forget getting a shot that was supposed to protect me from a certain something before I went to Africa. I was on my way to Africa and I had to get the shot, and the shot actually ended up giving me a mild version of what I was supposed to not get in Africa. Instead, they gave it to me at the doctor. And I was in bed, Jess will tell you, for like 10 days, and I couldn't even read. I couldn't process thoughts. Nothing made sense to me. I would try to read my Bible, and I could not understand what I was reading. So I got dropped off at a little church, this old Catholic church. I wanted to be somewhere that wasn't noisy, wasn't busy. And I took my Bible, and there was this beautiful cross in the middle of that church, and I sat there under the cross and started to read my Bible. And with every verse in the Lord's holy presence, I felt, I'm telling you, I physically felt the light of God come over me, and I could understand more and more and more, until an hour later I left that church completely healed. And that can happen to you tonight. If you're in pain in your body right now, just begin to test it, move it. You don't have to stand. And as I'm preaching, you'll just gently put your hand up and put it back down, and we'll begin to take testimonies later. Say, Jesus, touch me tonight for your name's sake. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Isaiah 61, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I have good news for you. The anointed Christ, Jesus himself, is among us. He's not only among us, but he promised to be here even in the midst of us. Jesus in the midst is the air we breathe. Jesus in the midst is the life in our lungs. He is the life in our blood. His presence is life itself. And tonight, I'm telling you about Jesus, the one who declares good tidings to the poor, who's been sent to heal the brokenhearted. Listen, captives, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Christ crucified, listen, Christ crucified sends a quaking tremor through the gates of hell. Christ is overcome. I said, Christ is overcome. Death has been plundered. Jeremiah 8:22, listen to the word of the Lord. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Is there no balm? In other words, is there no healing ointment in Gilead? That word means worship. I have a question for you, Jesus Image, to all of you watching around the world. Is there no healing in worship? Oh, it gets better. Is there no physician there? Don't you know your heavenly physician lives in a place that worships him? And that's what happens when we suffer. It's the devil's agenda to make Jesus look little and to make him look big. I've come here to tell you about a big Jesus and a defeated devil. A defeated devil who's been rendered, according to the scripture, powerless through the cross of Christ. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Oh, it's that simple, isn't it? Save me, and I'll be saved, for you are the one I praise. I wonder if your suffering has caused you to be so busy that you have forgotten to simply ask him to deliver you. That's what it does. Isaiah writes, thou hast wearied yourself with thy many ways. Busyness distracts us and we forget about simply asking Jesus to deliver us from the sickness or the pain. Thou hast wearied yourself. Tiredness comes by doing too many things. What type of water did Jesus calm? Troubled waters, moving waters. He's the one who calms that sea that's trembling, calms that sea that's lacking stillness. And tonight we sit in the presence of the Lord, and I just wonder if you've forgotten to ask him. I've done it many times. When I've walked through trial, I've called people, I've gotten counsel, I've gotten advice, I've spoke to our board, our elders, our team, and I've heard the wonderful voice of the Holy Spirit over and over again say to me, you forgot to ask me. You forgot to ask me. You're working, you should be tending. The curse that came to Adam and Eve was to now work the ground. And they started off by tending. There's a big difference, friends. Tonight we're tending, and we must learn to tend. We must learn to tend in God's garden. We're not working for breakthrough tonight. We are simply walking and tending to the moisture that the Lord has provided, his very presence. And that's why there is a way to be when we gather. And that's what I've been trying to teach you for the last 3 years, how to be in his presence. Because his presence is home. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. I wonder if you need truth tonight. Here's the truth. Jesus is Lord. That's the truth. Your symptoms are not the truth. You say, well, they might be factual. That's not the truth. Facts and truth are much different than each other. It's so interesting to me that when Pilate asked the Lord Jesus, what is truth? The Lord did not need to answer because he stood before him as the truth. Jesus is truth. That's why we worship in spirit and truth. You can only worship if you're in Christ Jesus, the truth. And the only worship he receives is of the Spirit. Say, Jesus is truth. Say it again. Jesus is truth. Oh, I love this one. Can you play as the deer? I love this one. Ezekiel 47:9. We'll start in verse 8 actually. This water flows. Oh, I feel the Lord. That's beautiful, Joel. This water flows toward the eastern region. It goes down into the valley. You might feel like you're in a valley tonight. This water flows from the temple into the valley, friend. There's no valley too deep for this river. And enters the sea that is the Dead Sea. You say, I'm about to die. I'm about to die physically. I'm about to die inside. This river is coming your way tonight. It is nature. And when it reaches the sea, this dead place, its waters are healed. Is your heart broken tonight? David wrote, it is deep that calls unto deep. When we read of the waters in Scripture, we read of the Word of God and its washing capability. We read of baptism. We read of the presence of the Holy Spirit that Jesus mentioned in John's Gospel that would flood and issue forth inside of us. But we also read of the hearts of men. As David writes, deep, my deep, the depths of my water, the depths of my being, calls unto your deep, you Holy Spirit. At the sound of your many waterfalls or water spouts. It's like waves billowing, and that's what we're feeling tonight, aren't we? The precious move of the Holy Spirit, wave after wave after wave. And this water is headed in a specific direction to all that is dead. You're not too far gone. I said, you're not too far gone. I don't care what your grandmother suffered with. What your mother suffered with. I don't care if your parents broke up your home and your heart. Of course I care, but it's nothing compared to the power of this river. Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, it shall live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed. Why don't you put your hand on my heart, on your heart right now? Say, Jesus, you are my healer. Heal all that is broken in me. Tonight, Lord. You can gently sing this if you want. I'll keep preaching. It's meant to be like that anyways. The best preaching happens in an atmosphere of worship. Isn't that what happened? Dry land appeared in the Genesis account when all the waters were collected. You see, our waters are collected. We're in agreement in such an atmosphere. Malachi 4:2. But to you who fear my name, do you fear the name of Jesus tonight? Do you fear the name of Jesus? Lift your hands high if you do. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Speaking of the anointing, what is the Lord's will tonight? Not only to deliver you who are addicted or sick, but to eliminate every dry place within you so that there's no room for the devil. Not only to heal you, but for you to leave fat in the anointing, lathered in the very butter of the Spirit, clothed in his glory. If you had hopes of receiving something beautiful tonight from Jesus, I promise you, His plan is much greater than your hopes. And Jesus, Matthew 4:23, went about all Galilee. Please make sure it's on the screen. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Isn't He wonderful?
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can like and subscribe to help us continue to reach people around the world with the gospel. Give today at jesusimage.tv/give. You can also join us in person or online every Sunday at Jesus Image Church. For more information on Jesus Image, events, Jesus School, and resources, visit jesusimage.tv.